Yeah, I had a question for Jorge about the effect of stirring and its relation to temperature. You said it wanders around phase space. Does it do so ergodically? I mean, is it. Okay. Yeah. Because I'm trying to relate this to the concept that if you actually shear a system, it goes into a blocked state from which it never comes out. Okay. And what is the difference between that kind of forcing and the forcing that you're putting?
I think that your paradox is, I am saying that it is entropy that is driving the transition into a glass, but the very transition into a glass is sending you into one block state, and so you're not exploring anything anymore. But that's a paradox of glasses in general. I mean, you are supposed to have a possibility of many states, but in fact, once you're in one of them, you're trapped in there. So that's typical of glasses. What you could say is that what stirring does is open the possibility. You walk in many possible directions, so the direction you take is, say, in phase space is more or less random, and because you do that, you will fall in a trap because there are so many of them. But it's true that once you're trapped, you're trapped.
I have a question for Nikolai. You said that in your tapped states, you found that the increment in energy was a unique function of the energy itself. Yeah, fluctuations in the energy. What does that say about the velocity distribution of the particles during a tap? Be careful, I want to use kinetic theory for the duration of the tap.
If this scenario which I've been describing is to some extent correct, what did you do?
How do you function within a stem block the state one extended cycle? That is it. So that you can't retain no velocity. If the velocity goes to zero, you should come to the other block of one. This is the connection.
Well, I just think that if in fact you have a reasonable logical belief during a tap, you say you think that's your goal. So Jager did an experiment where he tapped and saw profiles of his patient. And the question is, if in fact his taps are a velocity of using very logical during the tap, is the kinetic theory the same?
Oh, okay, that's not true, because it's coming in. So that the ground of temperature, say, with any energy, usually shared, is not. The one-to-one correspondence between the configuration of temperature that you get in the block of state. So the most sample that I showed, you have to bring into the relatively, by English, maybe before, the configuration. So how is it in the relation to the lighting effect? In the limit where the kinetic energy of the brain, of the ground energy, is very small. Then you can see in this toy model that the two things get closer. That is to say, the configuration of temperature and the ground of temperature get very, very close. But only in that limit.
When you're looking at a mixture of particles, the last slide that you showed us, supposing the material didn't segregate, would you still need two temperatures? Supposing it remained well mixed, so you only look at configurations that are well mixed, would you still need two temperatures to describe that?
Mario, because, I mean, when you are in the regime where theory can be done, in the really dense regime, then there is only one temperature. In the very low tapping, well, this is what I'm saying. But this,
if it goes very, 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 very,
then you can say that there's only one.
Yeah. Yeah, but this is the only case in which we have any reason to think that there should be an Edwards-like thing. Other than that, okay. Like, yeah. Yeah, but you want to check them? I mean, the history of the subject is that, well, Edwards made this mad guess, and then coming from glasses, as you know, coming from glasses, there was reason to the surprise of everybody to think that after all this could be true, contrary to what most normal people did, which is to say this is mad. And those reasons apply, or the only case of where there is real reason is in the limit where the timescales, to put it clearly, the timescales of fast motion and small motions are extremely separate. In any other regime, well, it's anybody's guess and there's no particular reason to think that it should apply.
When you define two temperature for the mixing of particles, it's just for a given concentration of the, of both particles, or is it universal, whatever the concentration? Is it fair to say that there's more and more evidence accumulating that shearing a system will bring us into these kinds of equilibrium states?
So by equilibrium you mean that sample flatly the all the possibilities of almost jammed configurations. Equilibrium in that sense. Yes, I'm not very sure if it ages in that case, because you're tapping, so it is compactifying, presumably. So I'm not even sure that it is a stationary situation, the one in Chicago, that even the top branch, but, well, but logarithms are what they are. And they were inspired by glasses, because this was inspired by glasses, and in glasses most definitely the branch which you call reversible is not something stationary, the system is aging, I mean there's no way you're going to equilibrate a glass. So if the analogy is with glasses, it's a little bit misleading, because there is no reversible. Absolutely, absolutely, at least to the extent that the analogy with glasses holds.
To Mario, to enrich the debate. In Mario Monte Carlo simulations, steric hindrance play a major role. For deep layers, the vibrated pile, particles cannot move, so they're kinetic temperature is zero. So there is, concerning the applicability of kinetic theory, in that case, the fluidization of rains occurs only for superficial layers, because Mario is able to take into account of steric inverse. Okay, Mario? Huh? Yes. The advantage of a Monte Carlo simulation is that you can take into account of the steric hindrance. There is no motion if the neighboring sites are occupied. And this is in not well accounted by kinetic theory, the steric hindrance.
Again at 11:15.
Mario?